The guy told giving a get to an isha. So drash legite noshim, the kaimalam b'nei bovel b'kiim. Halacha is metchila when he gave a get to bring it in chutzlarts. You have to say before nechtam, because we're afraid people in chutzlarts don't know dinim l'shmo. So you have to say klo before nechtam that was written l'shmo. Mashen came b'nei bovel. People live in bovel. The talmid come there. They always say they b'kiim in l'shmo, and you don't have to say before nechtam. So the kaimalam b'nei bovel b'kiim. There the people know, the sefer from the right to get know, you have to write a get lishmo. There may be get mishom, if somebody wrote to get in bovel and sent it now someplace else to give it to his wife at someplace else, and tzarech lema, the shliach that brings the get to this new place, before nechtem. He does not have to say, before nechtem, the get was written in front of me. Because we know, and since it was written in bovel, shita was written b'kashrus, it was written lishmo. Ubnei Shara Rotzos, the people living in other cities, ain't Bekim. Anybody in Chutz Loretz is not Bekim in the Lochis of Lishmo. It's the Gansu Shana Gemara Gittin, what does it mean? It's only Chumad Rabbanan, because a myth of people are not Bekim Lishmo. V'tzorech Achshav, therefore, now, V'tzorech Achshav, Bnei Bursif, he Bovel. O Bovel, Shil Achshav, he Bursif. It's Nagay to know where a get comes from. If a get comes now from Bursif, you should know you don't need before nechtem. Bursif now is zikha b'kiim in l'shmo. And if the get comes now from bovel, you have to say before nechtem. Because they're not b'kiim in l'shmo now in bovel, in the name that we call bovel now. Vein namoritz, k'dermina b'yalma. Bur shafilu shenot l'meimav. Alright. So that's one nafkamina. Nafkamina is to know exactly, really, where is the place bovel today. So today they call Bursif bovel. So the get coming from Bursif, there the shir does not have to say before nechtem. Mashenk, the shtir coming from Bovel today would have to say before nechtem. Vani yaim is a trashi, nafkimin l'git enoshim, linyan shina shema yushmo, v'shein iroi v'iro, apostle. V'sarach lichta v'shem shalachsav, apostle nafkimina. In every get, you have to write the mokum where you gave the get. So nafkimina, what we call the place today. If you write Bovel and you're in Bursif today, it's okay. But if you're going to write Bovel and you're really in Bovel right now, it's no good. Because today, Bovel is called Bursif. Does not mean though what you have to write inside the get. You have to write the name of the city, what is called today. Hadron Lech Abba Madlika. Sati Mishnah. Kira. Kira is a type of an oven, not really a tanner, it's a type of an oven. A kira didn't have stoves then. A kira is like, usually it's a kli, but it's put inside the ground. You hollow out like a square inside the ground, and it's enough place to put two pots on top of it, and usually have coals on the bottom of it, and then you put the pot inside it. So it's a type of a kli, but usually the kli like was inside the ground. So a kira, you have this type of an oven, that shesikuhu, you made the fire with what, you didn't use good coals, now you made the kashi v'gavu, you made the heat metchil of the fire with type of straw. It's a cheap fire, I mean the fire's going to go out, it won't burn too long. The kashi v'gavu, different type of straws. So trashi, kira, asuya, kimin kedera. It's made, it looks like a big pot, and you put a pot inside it. And a kira uses a mokum to put two pots inside it. Kashas Rashi, zandvos hashibolim. That's the side pieces of the zangin, of the stalks. That's like the straw that falls off. Gavavom, hanigvav min hasoda. So I'll just say it's the dried wood that you pick off the ground. Also a type of straw. It's after you cut off the tfuam, what falls down to the ground, nigvav, you collect it together min hasoda. So if you burn it, if you made the kira hot with this type of a coal, is noisnim oleha tafshel. You're allowed to put a tafshel on top of the kira. Now we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what does noisnim mean. You can learn one shot, noisnim means you're allowed to make shia. That means you're allowed to put it on there before Shabbos and just let it stay on the kira throughout Shabbos. You're just allowed to let it cook. Since you put it on before Shabbos, it's the Chiddush, it's Mutter, the Shi alone is Mutter, just to leave it there. That's one pshat to say Noisnin. Noisnin means you're allowed to leave it on it. Another pshat, Noisnin means Chazorah. That means Pshita, you're allowed to leave it on. If you put it on there before Shabbos, Pshita. No, it's even Mata Chazorah. That means on Shabbos you took it off the Kiram, and now you want to put it back again, that's also Mutter. So, there's a shal in the Gemara, what does Noisnin mean?
Is this Kira covered up?
No, not covered up. Because that it's only has a fuel from Kash and Gavavor, they go out very fast. We're not afraid of any Gzeris Shemayachta here. Marshenkein Begefes Uveitim. Let's say you had the fuel of the Kira was from good wood. Or else Gefes Akrashi, that's Psyllis Shel Shumshimin. That's the sesame, the Shoitzio Shumnin. After you squeeze out the sesame to get the oil out, then the pselus of it. Right, that burns very well. It burns like etzim. So now if the kira was, the heat came from burning wood or from burning sesames, is alocha loyitin. Then you can't put something on this kira, even though you put it before Shabbos, like pashta min shiya. You can't let it stay on it throughout Shabbos. So right, the Gemara is in clear also, what does this loyitin mean? Does this loyitin mean you're not allowed to leave it on from even from before Shabbos? Or else loyitin means on Shabbos you can't do chazorah. There's one side to say Shia means when you put it on before Shabbos and you're just letting it stay there on Shabbos. There's a side to say that's mutter here. No, Leitin means if you take it off the kira on Shabbos, you can't put it back again. And the other side is no. Leitin means even Shia. Even just to leave it there from before Shabbos, that's also awesome. Because it's a gzera, maybe on Shabbos not going to be cooking so well, you're to come to hit up, to hit the coals, he'll hit the wood to burn better. And you make an ash, you make bishul then. So it's awesome. Ad, what's the Yetzer? Ad Sheyigreif. Either you take all the coals and move it to the side. Pasha Sheyigreif just means you move the coals to the side. Like you make a heker that you're not going to hit the coals anymore to make it burn well. Because we see you're pushing all the coals just to the side, so much we don't want to use it anymore so much for cooking. Unless you put like dust or sand on top of the coals. That's like our blech. You put something on top of the coals to cover up the fire, also, it's nicker, you don't want to cook anymore, and you goof for making the coals a little bit cooler now, so there's no gzer in the middle of Shabbos, you come to hit up the coals to make it burn better. Since you do one of these two mices to show you don't want to cook it on Shabbos. So that's the eitzah if you're using eitzah gefes. So trashi gefes, achi yigreif, trashi yagecholim. So you take out the coals, mishom. The moisif hevel, because coals make it burn better. The time of Parishna of Periklio, we said the Xer before, Shemiyachta the Gecholim. As coals the man, you have the coals there, we're afraid maybe going to come to heat the coals on Shabbos. So there's one side, even she is us. Even though you put the pot there from before Shabbos, still it's us to leave it on top of such a kira, because we're afraid in the middle of Shabbos, you're going to come to hit the coals to make it burn better. So the answer is, oh yeah, either you take the coals out, or else, oh yeah, Chiitin Efer, Zotrashi, Agab the Gecholim. You put some dirt on top of the coals, lichsaisum, to cover up the fire, ulitsananum. So that's Rashi Shita, that lechura blech, will also have to make it a little bit cooler. As when you're putting dirt on top of coals, it does two things. It covers up the fire, it's a heker, and it also cools it off a little bit. So that's a little bit the shayla about our blech. The Kuriya say our blech also cool it off a little bit. The heat doesn't go so good, avada cook better would be on the fire mamish, we're cooking on top of the blech. That's why some sheet is like I said, a blech has to be a nice thick blech, a tefach wide, that mamish will make it like it won't, the heat won't go so through. But even the way we do it, it's also right. There is a little bit sananon, it's a little bit cool. It's not the same heat as if it would be mamish on top of the yesh. So you need one of these two things, then it's mutter either for shia, or else who didn't see the mutter for chazorah. If you take something off the blech on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it back on the blech. Providing certain tannaim, you didn't put it down, we'll see later on. Now, Beisham Ayyemrim Chamin. So, Shalom, what Beisham is going on? He says only Chamin means hot water, it's mutter. Poshita means even after you make roof and ketumah, it's only mutter to leave it on the yesh, make shia with hot water. Avolei Tavshul. But a Tavshul means something solid, like a chicken or a kugel, that's also according to Beisham Ayyemrim. Trashi Beisham Ayyemrim, Noisnin Oleha Chamin Acha Shegorfo. Is after you took out the coals, you let it put hot water on top of the kira. The leitzrichel of shulei, because hot water doesn't have to cook so much. The lekel of mikzah shemayachta. Mel there, there's no gzeira shemayachta. Mashenke now v'loy tavshel. You can't put a kugel or chicken according to Beshami, even with she alone would be awesome. The nichle lebishulei, because a kugel, the longer it stays on the fire, the more it gets cooked, or cholent, the longer it's there, it's cooking more. V'yoslach tuye, is all the gzeira, maybe you come to hit the coals. So even though you made a groof and a ketumah, still it's no good according to Beshamai. So according to Shalom, we're showing exactly what does groofa mean. The Ran brings down some like groofa means when you deek for the Shalmi, you have to take all the coals out of the oven. All the coals have to come out. But then the Ran asks, when this Rashi is not like that. Because if groofa means you take out all the coals, so how is the Shalom Beshamai should make a gzeron, but a kugel you can't leave on top of the fire. Why? Because we're afraid maybe you can hit the coals to make it burn better throughout Shabbos. But you took out all the coals.
That's why the Ran learned, as I said before, that just mid grufa you push the coals to the side. Like you make a hecker, you don't want to use the coals now, but a lot of the coals, the eights of them are still in it. So Mel Halt Be Shamayin, even putting it to the side only helps for water. Mashenkin, for food, for tapshul, it's also. Because it's still the gzerish, it's still ma'as lachtuye. We don't do grufa. We don't do ketumah. Either one is good. Sham yaimim, yeah, right there. Abla says, Beis Hillel yaimim, though. We hold like Beis Hillel. Cham and v'tavshu, no. Once we have the grufa or a ketumah, then it's mutter even to leave a tavshu, even leave a kugel, or a chicken on top of the blech, it's mutter. That's Beis Hillel shita. As you make these hekerim, you make a grufa, or you make a ketufa, that's enough of a heker. We're not afraid now you come to hit the coals in the middle of Shabbos. This is one machlokes Beisham and Beisilu. Weiter, Beisham Yomrim Noitl. Another din is Beisham says Noitlin. You're allowed to take the food off the fire, off the kira. Avoloi machzirin. You're not allowed to put it back in again. Trashe loy machzirin. Beshabes the mechze kimavasho. So the chura Beisham now is talking about chamin the chura that Beisham before said when you have a kira. That's Gruf and Ketumah. You're allowed to leave Chamin on top of the fire from before Shabbos. Like you're allowed to leave, make a Shia with Chamin. Zok Beshami though, that's only Shino Shia. That means if you put it there before Shabbos, and it's still there, it's okay. But if you take it off on Shabbos, Haz Beshami Ein Machzirin. You're not allowed to put it back again. Haz Beshami Ein Menoitlin. You're still... Take it off. Avolei Machzirin, you can't put it back on the blech again. Beisil holds no. The about this kira is grufuk tuma. You at least took the coals to the side, or else you put offer on top of the coals. So there's a hecker now. We're not afraid you're going to come to hit it on Shabbos. Therefore, even though you had food on it from before Shabbos, and on Shabbos you took it off, you're allowed to put it back on again. There's no gzera. And vaitz, it's not even mechze kimavash lider. Hey, this the Beis Shammai said you can't put it back on again. Rashi says, because it's nugzer like. Rashi means loy machzirin Beis Shammai the mechze kimavash. It's a new type of gzera now. Hey, you're not allowed to put something back on the blech because it looks like you're cooking now on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says af machzirin hoil v'goruf. No, vibalt is a heker on this fire. Vibalt the fire has grufum, that the coals are all pushed to the side. Or else there's a blech, it's ktumah. So even machachazorah is mutter. It's not called mefzik mevashel. Since she has a blech there, it's dora heker, it's not called mefzik mevashel. Now in the Gemara we'll see clear about exactly when chazorah is mutter. The halacha pasha, we hold chazorah is only mutter if it was on the blech at the beginning of Shabbos. And now you took it off with daf to put it back on again. You're allowed to put it back on again. But look, you see, you took it off the blech and you put it in the refrigerator. And then Shabbos in the morning, you want to take it out and put it back on the blech. How should we hold this also? You shouldn't put it back on the fire because there it's mechzik and mevashel. And that's not what our Mishnah is talking about. The Mishnah of Beis Hillel was matter to make chazara. That's only if when you take it off, you have daf to put it back on again. But if you take it off the gamri, I'll be poshid, we hold the noigets also. There are some achrim that want to say maybe it's mutter with a blech, because the tzad to asur is because it's mechzik mevashon. Even though you have like a kugel, that's nizbasha kol tzarkoi, and we hold ain bishel acha bishel by dover yovish, is no isa bishel. For nesveg is also to put it on top of the fire, because it's mechzik mevashon. It looks like, the rabban looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. So some people want to say if you have a blech though, that's enough of a heker to say it's not mechzik mevashon anymore. Well, we'll see later on in the parak. A lot of Achrams learn not like that. The blech is not enough for this. That'll still be the mechzik mevashel.
Wouldn't that be zero of zero?
No. Oh, why? It's mechzik mevashel. They're a bon nas. It looks like you're cooking.
No, but the itself was a gzera, wasn't it?
It's a different gzera. Those are two different things. Now, putting something on the fire looks like you're cooking now. It's a new gzera by itself. It looks like you're cooking. People will think you're allowed to cook on Shabbos. That's a gzera by itself. Don't know what gzera was there. That's a gzera by itself. You can't take something out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech. Because it looks like you're cooking now. So other people come to learn and think you're allowed to cook. So they don't know this is cooked altogether. They'll think you start cooking from the new one, Shabbos. Cover over. It's covered over. Like you threw this dirt on top of it. So the Gemara. Iboilihu. Hai lo yitin. That's what the first Mishnah said. If you, at the beginning of the Mishnah, it said, the gefas of Eitzim, when you had the coals for the kira was made from wood,
it says lo yitin. You're not allowed to put anything on top of the kiro achi yigrofa achi yitin ephraim. So you move all the coals to the side, or you put ephraim. What's the pshat in loshin lo yitin? You can't put. For the gemara boilu you, hay lo yitin, that you can't put something into the kiro on Shabbos, does it mean lo yachzeru? That means you can't put it back on Shabbos. Avul lishois mashin. But avado, if you put it there from before Shabbos, and you're leaving it on top of the kira, it's mutter to stay there. Afal pi shene garveina kotum. Afilu, you did not make any grufa. You did not make any ktuma. Hey, since you put the pot on the kira before Shabbos, even though there's coals in the kira, there's nothing wrong. There's no mechsekim of asom, because it started to cook from before Shabbos. So you're allowed to stay, keep it there the whole Shabbos. Alright, let's be chosh shema yachta b'gecholim. We're not afraid. Why not? Umani chananyi. We'll say the Mishnah goes according to Chananya Shita. Titanya, Chananya Oimer, Koshu Kamaicha Ben Rusoi, his avada, the Mishnah is talking about that's already cooked, at least a halfway cooked. So Shaila, exactly what does Michael Ben Rusoi mean? It means the food of Ben Rusoi, Rashi has an umma people that steal. As people rob it, they have no time to eat their food well cooked. They're always running, so they eat their food that's not so well cooked. Some Shita says it means a third cooked, and some Shita means a half cooked. So you have to be Machmish, at least be a half cooked. But if the food is halfway cooked already, it's kamaicha ben drusoid, mutu lishoy sagabe kira. How chananya, it's mutu then to leave it on the blech, on the kira, from before Shabbos, and let it stay there throughout Shabbos. Afo pi shein the gorof yein the kotum. Even though it is the coals are mamish there, you do not move the coals to the side. Yein the kotum. You do not cover up the coals with anything. It's a regular, nice, hot oven, a nice hot flame on top, you're allowed to leave your food there. Why? Since it was cooked already before Shabbos, Kamaicha Ben Drusoid, so vice the pshat is like we had before in the parak, it'll be finished very easily. It doesn't need too much cooking to be finished, so there's no gzera shemiyach to be gcholim. It's very mistarfi, it'll be finished cooking by itself. So we don't have any gzera shemiyach to be gcholim. So what does the Mishnah mean then, lo yitein? That without grufa k'tuma, you're not allowed to put something on the kiron. That means a chazor is also. That means, after you left it on there from the beginning of Shabbos, now in the middle of Shabbos, you took off the chont, off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back now on. If there's no blech, that's the halacha like that. If there's no blech on top of the fire, then even though you're allowed to have shi, if it was kubke meichav under soin, but once you take it off the fire, you're not allowed to put it back on the fire. That's the din of lo'itin. You're not allowed to put it back. That's one pshat in lo'itin. Lo'itin means you can't put the pot back on the fire on Shabbos. But shi avadu is muta. Drashi kotum hainu noson efer ala gecholim. You put efer on top of the coals. The efer metagmin kitma. That's type of kitma. Yeah. Weiter to tomorrow. Oidilmo, another pshat is no. What's pshat? The Mishnah says lo yitein. You should not put a pot on top of the kira lishoyis tanan. Even lishoyis is also. Means even to leave it from before Shabbos also it's also. Hey, even though the thing, the food is cooked, mamish legamri, the basho called sorkoin, but since kolzaman is burning, it gets a little bit better, it doesn't get room. We're talking about something, the more it cooks, the better, like cholim, the more it cooks, the better it gets. It's also even shia zosa, because kafot is gzera shemiyach to becholim. Without the long which stays, the better it's cooked, we're still afraid maybe you'll hit it. Hey, safilu lishoy is just to leave it on the fire is also, if you didn't make a blech, if you didn't make grufa uketuma. V'i gorif ekotimin, when is it mut to even shia to leave a pot on top of a fire? Only if it was gorif, you move the coals to the side, or else kotim, you covered up the coals with dirt. That's muta. V'ilaylai, but if you didn't put the ktuma, if you didn't cover up the coals, like our, as manazem, you didn't put a blech over the fire, or you didn't grufa, move the coals on the side, even shia, pashta shia is also. You're not allowed to leave the pot on the fire, even from before Shabbos. V'chol shchein ha'achzir, or v'chol shchein it's also to put back. Mazach, you're not going to leave it on it, so lo yitzir, it took something off, shit, you're not going to put it back on again on Shabbos. That's the shayla. What's pshat for now, reisha the Mishnah? We have a kira, that the coals are made from wood, and you didn't make a groove for nektumo, are you allowed to make a shi or not? Are you allowed to leave the pot on there from before Shabbos or not? That's the shayla in the Gemara. So the Gemara Toshima, come now, bring your raya. Mi diktoni trei bovi b'mastisin. Since the Mishnah says two times the machlokes beishamin beisilun the Mishnah. First it says what beisham yermim chamin avloy tavshul, and then it says ubeisham yermim noitan avloy machzirin. It's two different machlokes in beishamin beisilun. He's midik toni trei bovi b'mastisin. It says, Beishama yomrim chamin. Beishama says you're only allowed to leave on top of the kira hot water. Only water. Avoloi tavshol. Not a solid food. That's also to leave. Ubeisul loimrim no chamin v'tavshol. Beisul holds you're even allowed to leave a kugel, chicken, you can leave on the fire. Even though it's a tavshol, still it's mutter. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is, Beishama yomrim noitlin. Beishama says you can take something off the blech, off the fire. Avoloi machzirin, not the blech. I'm sure. Pasha means even when it's not gor forgotten. Was it now noitlin? Avoloi machzirin, you can't put back. Uveisil loy mach machzirin. Veisil lezivin mata machzirin to put back again. So it's two different machlekes in the Mishnah, whether dafke chamin or even tavshul, or dafke to take off or even to put back again. That's two machlekes. Rashi trei bovi beishama yomim chamin. That's one machlekes. V'su tana bov achrita. Then it says another machlekes. Noitlin v'le machzirin. That Beshami says you can only take something off the kira, but you're not allowed to put something back on the kira. So Zot Gemara. Iyamrit bishleim alishoyis tanan. If the ratio, the Mishnah, is even asering, she is even also, you're not allowed to leave, not allowed to even leave the pot on the kira from before Shabbos. If it was not gor for kotum, even she is also. Over there, then it's very good, the two bovis. Hochi katoni. Kira shasiku v'kasha v'gavavo. If the kira was only lit, mitchila with straw, then mashrein aleha tavshol. Then avadet she is muta. You're allowed to leave your food on the top of this kira from before Shabbos, because the fire is going to go out very easily. There's no yachta b'cholom, there's no g'cholom there. Straw burns up very easily, there's no gzeris. Mashen kein. The gefus of etim, but lo yisui, you got the heat, the fire, for the kira was made from wood, or from the psalis of the shumshimin, of the sesame. Then lo yishua, you're not allowed to even leave the pot on top of the fire, from before Shabbos. Ad, until when, what do you have to do first? Ad sheyigro for yachit and eifrim. Until first you move all the coals on the side, or else you put eifrim, you make a covering on top of the coals of heker. Then it's mutter to make a shia. Now, after the Mishnah says this heter, that if you make roof of ketumah, or hein, we put a blech, that you're allowed to leave a shia, you're allowed to leave a pot on top of the fire, what type of pot are you allowed to leave now? Mahein mashoin, beishama yermin chamin. Beishama says, even with the blech, it's only mutter to leave hot water. Because water is cooked very fast, doesn't need a lot of bishul, there's no gzera shem yachtab gcholim. Avalei tavshul. To put now, even though it's gar for kotim, to put a kugel, how beishami tosa. V'agufrot is a gzera shem yachtav gcholim. Like we said, even grufa just means you put the coals on the side, but they're still there in the kira. So al beishami, there's still the gzera in the kum to hit the coals to burn up again. So she is only mutta by hot water and not by tavshel. Ubeisil is mechulik and says no. Ubeisil loimrim chamin v'tavshel. Beisil holds no. Since you made a groof and a ketumah, you made a heker, we're not afraid you're going to come to hit the coals in the middle of Shabbos, so you're allowed to make a shi, you're allowed to leave it from before Shabbos on top of the blech, even tavshel, even kugel is mutter also. That's one machlekes. Now the Mar says, v'chihecha de pligib l'shoyis. The same way there's a machlokes beisham beisilul about shia, means about leaving a pot on the blech from before Shabbos. Pliginami b'lahachzer. There's also a machlokes if on Shabbos you took something off the blech, now you want to put it back on top of the blech. Is it mutter to put something on top of the blech? She beisham yomrim noitlin. Hey, beisham is even beisham is hot water. That beisham says you're allowed to make shia. You're allowed to leave hot water on top of the kira, on top of the blech from before Shabbos. You should know this hot water now is noitlin. You're only allowed to take the hot water off the blech on Shabbos. Avoloi machzirin. You're not allowed to put the hot water back on top of the blech on Shabbos. Machzirin is also. Avoloi machzirin. Because why Rashi before said? Because that's mechzik of Ashel. There's a mechzik of Ashel even though on hot water. Rashi says it does need so much cooking. So there's no gzeirah shema yastab gecholim. You can hit the coals to make it burn better. Of course, hot water is fully burnt already, fully cooked already, but still the gzeirah now is mechzikim of Ashel. Once you put something on top of the blech on Shabbos, people don't know what you're doing. Somebody will see. They'll think, oh, he's cooking on Shabbos. They'll think it's mutter to cook on Shabbos. So that's the gzeirah of Leim Achzirin. Halt beis shamai, nothing, you're not allowed to put anything back on the blech. Oh, but still learn them, no. Af machzirin. Pesula says no. Just like I hold she is mutter, and what is she a mutter on? Zai Tavshul and Zai Chamin. Hu Adin Chazar is also mutter. Once it's Gora for Kotim, Yishno Chazar is also mutter, like we do with Manazer. You and I don't make a Chazara to a Gruf, a Ketum, or to a Blech. Providing you took it off with Das, we'll see later, with Das I'm not to put it back again. So, if you learn the Rashi Mishnah is talking about Shia, then it's very good, the two Bavis in the Mishnah. Elozak Gemara. Eli Yamrat Lahachta Tanan, Vifing and say, even the first Baba, when it says Lo Yitin, is only talking about Chazara. Hey, Savad, Shia is Mutter, nobody asked the Shia. To leave a pot on the Kira from before Shabbos, it's Mutter, even though it wasn't Gor for Kotim. The Mishnah says Lo Yitin, only is talking about Chazara. How does it learn? Kira shesiku begasha begabavo. If you have a kira made from straw, that the fire was made from straw, is mafziru no leh. Then you'll add tavshul. Then you'll add to put even on Shabbos back a tavshul on top of the kira. The gathas of eitzim, but if the kira got its heat from wood or from this shumshimin, is lo yachzer. Then you should know you're not allowed to put anything back on top of the kira on Shabbos. Ad, until when? Sheyigroif. Until you make Rufi move all the coals to the side, or you sheet an Afer, unless you put some Afer on top of it. Or Mahe Machzirin, or Bazaar, now is a Machlaik of Hashem's Hillel, what are you allowed to make Chazor? What are you allowed to put back on top of the Blech? Beisham Yermin Chamin. You're only allowed to put hot water back. Avolay Tavshul. But a Kugel, you're not allowed to put back. Even Tavshul, Kugel, you are allowed to put back. You're allowed to do this Chazor. So that's the first machleik is Beisham and Beisilul. What type of a chazor is mutter on top of the kira? Beisham may hold dafke chamin, and Beisilul holds even a kugel. Or Bezoi tapella, what's the next machleik is then? Or Bezoi, Beisham may yermir neutlin, abaloi machzirin. Or Beisilul lerm ach machzirin. Hosu lamali, what do we need this for? That's not much the same machleik is. We just got finished talking about chazor. That Beisham says, what's mutter chazor? Chamin. And not a tavshul, and Beisilul holds everything is mutter by chazorah. So what's the two babas in the Mishnah? What's the next Mishnah saying? That Beisilul says nachamol af machzirin. Hasu lamli, it's not much the first machlekes. So if the Mishnah is talking about chazorah, it's even so shver. What do we need two cases in the Mishnah? If the first part of the Mishnah is talking about shia, then it's very good. There's two parts of the Mishnah. The first one shia, and the second one is chazorah. Let's see Rashi. Pliginami Rashi ma pliginami v'lahachzir es hamoisel l'shoyis. After you got finished, it's the food you took out, you want to put it back again. After you took out the hot water, or after you ate up part of the kugel according to Beisilul, now you want to put it back on top of the blech. That the Beshamai says Chazor is also only means a Tavshul is also because Chamin he's matter to do Chazor. We already said Loi Tavshul. Beshamai said his din and Beisilul said his din. So what's the Chazor Beshamai Beisilul Nachama for? So the Gemara name Liyoyel Matay there's no right from here. Liyoyel Loi La Mei Malach La Hachta Tanan. Maybe the Mishnah is still going Lakula.